than Susie. How long have you been in Brittany?
We bought the house 4 years ago, so 2013. Used it as a holiday home, and then my husband retired earlier this year, so we moved here full time.
And were you a writer in England?
I was, yes. I began writing as a scriptwriter. I did a master's degree a long time ago in television and radio scriptwriting, and then decided after a couple of years of doing that I would have a go at novels. So I've been novel writing for about 7 years.
Yeah, it's a big change though, isn't it? Screenwriting to writing novels.
It is.
Did you find it easy to adjust?
Not initially. Some of the way of writing is useful for both, like building characters, dialogue, everything like that. You learn as a scriptwriter is makes you a better novelist. But then as a scriptwriter, you don't go into people's emotions and feelings. You leave that for the actors and the director to sort out. Whereas with novel writing, you can get into your character's head in a more obvious way. So adapting to that was not a difficult process, but something I had to get used to doing.
What's your latest book? What's it called and what's it about?
The latest release is Little White Lies and Butterflies. It's not the latest book that I wrote. I had a publishing deal with a different publishing house, but unfortunately they closed their doors. I've since got a new publishing deal. They signed me for 3 books. So Trouble with Words, my last book that I wrote, but they released it first. So the one that I wrote before that was Little White Lies and Butterflies, and they released it second.
Could you actually say a little bit about the book?
Little White Lies and Butterflies is set in Kalymnos, an island that I used to live on. It's a romantic comedy. It's about a woman who, growing up in the late 80s and 90s, when women could have it all, the nanny, the great job, the career, everything. But she's from the north of England, where that didn't work out in practice. So her influence has always been quite an old-fashioned family setup. Although her mum did go out to work full-time, her mum came home, did all the housework, did all the cooking, etc., etc. So she grew up with the notion that women can't have it all and made a decision that she was going to choose either domesticity or a career. And she chose domesticity. So the story starts when she's coming up to her 30th birthday and hasn't found the perfect man. So she's missed out on both, really. So she takes herself off to Greece to reassess her life. And she tells a lie because nobody understands a woman in the 21st century who would choose domesticity. So when somebody asks her what she did for a living, she said she was a chef, a professional chef, but then embellishes, gets into character and says that she's famous. And it's the it's Little White Lies and Butterflies because it's the roll-on effect of telling a little white lie and the consequences of that. And she has to then try and deal with the snowball effect that little white lie creates.
So she goes to Kalymnos as an escape?
She does, yeah. Just to reassess her life and decide, you know, looks like I'm going to have to get a career after all.
Yeah.
So,
Susie,
that's the story.
Is that why you went to Kalymnos?
No. We had a holiday home initially, and then I ended up spending more and more time there because it was a great place to write, and ended up being there full time.
Yeah. Could we actually be very cheeky and ask for a sample paragraph?
You can.
I'll leave Susie to put her glasses on.
Right, so this is Little White Lies and Butterflies by Susie Tullett. That's it, I announced, having just landed at Mum and Dad's house for our customary Sunday lunch gathering. My life as I know it is officially over. I paused, waiting for that all-important condoling response. Daft enough to expect at least a modicum of sympathy from within the bosom of the family, I quickly realised I should have known better. The Livingstones didn't do compassion. Instead, Mum appeared with a mass of cutlery, her arm outstretched as she thrust it my way. "If you wouldn't mind," she said, pointing me in the direction of the dining room table. Mum headed back into the kitchen, leaving me no choice but to get on with it. However, as I spotted Dad, already seated and eager to eat, I did suppose the woman needed all the help she could get. Certain members of our family had always preferred a more observational role when it came to mucking in with the household chores, Dad being a prime example. "Oh yes," I continued regardless, "my dreams have finally been crushed once and for all." I began laying the table, sucking myself in as I squeezed behind my somewhat unaccommodating father, a man more concerned about his belly's grumblings than those of his beloved offspring. leaving me no choice but to think about joining a convent, I carried on, where I shall no doubt remain for the rest of my days.
Thank you very much. Now, every writer probably has a different method of writing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about writing a novel yourself? Do you start with an idea, a vague idea, let the characters take over, or are you a meticulous plotter?
I do a lot of planning. I always start with character. I'm very much a character writer. So I always start with a character and work out what their life is, past, present, and hopefully future. And then I think about what's the worst thing that could possibly happen to this person. And then that's when a story idea starts to formulate, and I take it from there.
So how important is plot to you?
Well, it's obviously important because you need the conflict and you need the journey that your character goes on. And at the end of a book, a character has to be a very different person than what they were at the beginning, because readers are interested in the emotional journey that characters go on. But obviously you need action to propel that journey forward. So plot's very important to a story, but I do like my strong characters.
Now, what about your own reading? What are you reading at the moment, for example?
At the moment, I'm not reading anything, which is terrible. I tend to read, I like books that make me laugh. So I do tend to read comedy. I like Marion Keyes, especially her books around the Walsh family. You know, they're quite humorous. Although Marion Keyes does tend to tackle some pretty serious subjects within that. I don't tend to read a lot of crime fiction or thrillers, but I have recently read a book called Losing Leah by Sue Welfare, which was a psychological thriller, and it was very, very good. I read it in one sitting.
Wow, you're a quick reader then. Are you a quick writer?
No, I'm not. I'm not a quick writer. So there are only 6 stories in the world to tell, and it's the job of every scriptwriter, radio writer, novelist to tell that story fresh and new, from a different angle. So it is important not to be formulaic, because you're just repeating, which is where your voice comes in,
yeah,
because that's what makes you different from everybody else.
We all want, not necessarily a formula, but say Mills and Boone, for example. I dare say the average reader of Mills and Boone has certain expectations.
Yes, they do. Oh, they do.
So to that extent, it's got to be formulaic.
That's about reader expectation.
Yeah.
So they are expecting a certain thing. So you read a book, if you don't give that reader what they want, they will tell you. You'll get emails. But as a reader, you know, yourself or myself, there's nothing worse than investing time reading a novel and you get to the end and it's rubbish. It's not a satisfactory ending. You're never going to read that author again. You're going to think, what have I wasted my time doing? I can't get those hours of my life back. So in a way, you have to bear in mind. But that's where your genre comes in. Not everything has to be happy ever after and tied up in a neat bow. Mm. But there has to be a degree of satisfaction for the reader. If you write romantic comedy, the odds are your reader's going to want happy ever after. If you write a thriller or a crime drama, you can leave it slightly open because, you know, you might want to bring back your detective again. So you just have to be aware of reader expectation. You don't have to be formulaic.
Mm.
And it's about being fresh and bringing a new angle to the stories that you want to tell.
Yeah. Okay, a last word on Brittany then, Susie. What do you like about Brittany?
I like the relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, the slower pace of life. I like the fact that I don't have to go shopping on a Sunday. I can't go shopping on a Sunday.
No,
I just like the way of life here. It's calmer. It's quieter. It suits me.